Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
They say that baseball is the national pastime. It is definitely Starkville's pastime, and that, no man knows that better than my guest right now, Coach Chris Lemonis, Mississippi State Baseball. Before we begin the interview, I have a heartfelt apology to offer you. As a San Francisco Giants fan, I apologize. I know you were one round away from getting Dakota Jordan back on campus for another year, and my team swiped him up. I'm glad that he's a Giant, but my apologies. You know, I think I would have rather seen him in maroon and white for one more year.
Well, we tried. We had him out there. You know, it's funny. There was a picture of him running the Golden Gate Bridge this week. You know, he was out there with, you know, draft kids, and he is the worst long-distance runner you'll ever find. So everybody on the team is giving him a hard time, and he showed back up in here this week. He's been working out with us, but I'm happy for him. Man, $2 million and one of the top players in the country. I mean, that's, man, well-deserved.
So he's gone, but you do return Hunter Hines. And that's a guy that I think if we had done this interview a year ago, nobody would have predicted Hunter Hines would have been back for another year in Starkville. They would have thought he'd be on to the major leagues as well. You get him back. I asked you once before about production versus leadership, which is more difficult to replace. Which are you happier to have back, Hunter Hines' production or Hunter Hines' leadership?
Well, I don't want to knock his leadership, but I sat him down when he got back here. And hey, man, I just you worry about you and be a great teammate, but you don't have to stand on the top step and lead this program. I can do that. I just want you to swing at better pitches, you know. And so, you know, that draft year, even for Dakota, it's a lot of pressure on these guys. And so, I think he has been wonderful this fall. Like in terms of, man, he's put on like 20 pounds. He looks great. He's been, you know, attitude's great, working his tail off. And I think those are the areas. It's kind of like we have the old Hunter back, you know. And so I could just tell it was weighing on him last year. And it weighed on Dakota, too, at times.
When you looked at how you needed to replenish your roster through the portal this year, do you look at it in terms of, let's just go out and get the best players available and we'll make them fit where they fit? Or do you have a plan going into it and say, we need to get these type of players?
You know, it's really hard because, you know, most people think it's like going to the grocery store. You know, you
I have made that analogy several times.
I want a left-handed pitcher on aisle three, and then I want – and nothing comes at you the right way. You know, the best player you need may be at the end of the summer, and you're already full, right? So there's this – as it's coming at you, you got to make a decision. Is that the guy we want? I was really pleased because we felt like we needed a frontline pitcher. Jacob Pruitt really filled in there. Chase Hungate for us as a pitcher – man, you got a back end guy who's been to Omaha the last 2 years and one of the better relievers in the country. And then, you know, the position player group, I thought, you know, they've really given us some balance, some leadership, some physicality. And everybody I talked to this fall, like, man, y'all are so much bigger. I feel like we've been able to fill those pieces. And then, you know, the way you recruit now, it's high school kids, JUCO kids, portal kids. It's like three different classes. And I feel like we hit each class really pretty good. So, but that transfer portal class was a big one.
I thought something that was underrated a season ago, you know, when people thought, why was Mississippi State better last year? Everybody likes to point at the improvement in pitching. And obviously it was huge. You know, Coach Parker came in, did a great job. Defensively last year, you went from the worst in the conference to third. You shaved 23 errors off of your season total. You were one of the best defensive teams in the country a season ago. Now you got to replace, you know, 3/4 of your infield this year. But defensively, and I know that's something you love to talk about, is this team going to be as good defensively as it was a season ago?
I think so. I really think we got a chance. Where you add Ross Highfield back behind the plate, which that's a big key that you don't think about as much. But then you also, you know, the two, you know, I think we had 13 one-run games, you know. Everybody in town reminded me the whole offseason. So, you know, coach, if we could just win those, I'm saying, you think, you know, but, you know, we lose Dylan Cup opening night at SEC play, who was Team USA shortstop, you know. That was a big loss. And then also not having Ross Highfield, who I think you'll see this year is one of the better players in the country. You know, so we're going to blend in some of those pieces right off the bat. And then, yeah, we do have to replace a guy or two, but I think we can be better, you know, or as good. You know, I tell recruits all the time, we were 10th in the country and six of the teams ahead of us were on turf, you know, so we play on natural grass, you know. So, you know, where does that land you at the end of the day? It puts you in a pretty good spot. But we've actually 23 was just the only bad year we've had here defensively, you know. Yeah. And so, you know, we got back to the norm, I think, last year.
You mentioned Highfield, and that's who I wanted to ask about next. You don't hear a lot about catchers having that kind of injury. And, you know, never mind his ability to throw, but now you get his bat back in there. You know, you expected him to make a big jump from freshman to sophomore. He didn't get the chance to do that. So now that he's a junior, is it fair to expect an even bigger jump from his freshman year, or is it just going to be, we're going to take what we get here and he'll just be improved?
I just think you're going to get that good. I always think their biggest jump is freshman to sophomore year, and so that's what it's going to fill out. Maybe it's a little bigger, but he had a really good fall. And what people don't realize about Ross, it's crazy power, but he also runs like Dakota, you know. And so he's my best base. Like all fall, I'm like, you're not, you'll slide head first, and I'm like, Ross, no, you have to slide feet first, you know, like Ross, slow down, like it's. You know, even with Dakota last year, there were times, you know, I was always worried about his hamstrings. I didn't let him run as much because you need that RBI guy in your lineup all the time. And so but Ross is, it's got a chance to be pretty special. You know, he's still got to go out and do it every day.
You're the reason Dakota's not a good long distance runner. You wouldn't let him run.
No, he can't. I mean, I'm telling you, he is the worst. When we do our time run at the beginning of semester, he came in last every year. And it's just the way he's built. He just doesn't have any, you know, slow twitch. He's all quick twitch.
But so you can get away with that when you can hit the ball 450 feet at
right. 96 and run that fast. I mean, he's the fastest guy too. So
yeah. Another injured player I wanted to ask you about. You go back a year ago, Mekhi Grant was a name that I kept hearing, and I was like, they're saying this guy could end up being the closer. He's got that kind of talent level. Where is he in his rehab, and how much of a role can he play for you this year?
So right now he's facing live like 2 innings a week, right? And so we're off the field, but like Monday he threw. So he's simulated, he's throwing, it's, you know, mid-90s with that good slider. He's still trying to get the slider back to where it was pre-injury, but he's still, you know, 2.5 months out. But, you know, think about Mekhi when he showed up, it was just a young kid throwing, and now you're seeing a guy who kind of understands it. He's going to be a big piece. I mean, it's going to be one of the better pitchers in the country, I would imagine. How we use him, it may just depend on the injury and, you know, a little bit out of the pen early, get your feet wet, be a starter. But it wouldn't shock me if he's a starter coming out of spring training too, if he does, you know, if he earns it. So he can just do so many things for you.
So I want you to – I know you're not big on the comps, neither am I, but let's do it anyway. Who is this year's Kyle Steven, a newcomer? It doesn't have to be a pitcher, but a newcomer that has a massive year for you. And then who is this year's Tyson Harden, a player from last year's team that takes a big step forward?
All right, I'm going to say I hate putting pressure on him, but Ace Reese had a really good fall for us. Big third baseman out of Houston, transfer portal guy, hit like 6 homers, but just he doesn't swing and miss a ton. He has backside hits. He does a lot of things. Still needs to improve, but he's a third baseman. I think he could, you know, really help us there. And then you know the Tyson Harden one. I don't know. We got a couple guys in there. I mean, maybe a Stone Simmons, you know, getting Stone back and being in the mix for us, I think could be a big jump for him. You know, maybe that's one that could really help us. I mean, he was really good this fall. He could be a starter for us too. But we didn't know this time last year. I mean, it's crazy. We like Cal and we like Tyson, but we didn't think they would, you know, what we need is a Cal Stevens personality. You know, he was such an alpha. He scared me when I asked to get the ball from him at the end of the game. That's why we started sending Parker out. But he was such a tough – he's what made – he really – I mean, Parker was a huge deal, right? But his mentality, him and Gerangelo kind of linked up in there, and that made for – you know, that really helped Gerangelo grow up a little bit too.
Just so many new faces on the pitching staff, but one guy that everybody knows is Pico Khan. And, you know, we saw him last year towards the end of the season become a more reliable starter. You saw him in postseason play, and I thought he looked really good. Is he a guy that you can put into that rotation this year? Is he going to be a bullpen guy? What's his role going to be?
Well, he should be a rotation guy. You know, I mean, that's what he is. I mean, that last outing in Virginia, that's what we have to try to duplicate, you know, to get his velo to a point. You know, he had a chance to sign, I mean, in like the third round for real money, but really felt like if he came back for another year, he could improve with Parker. And there is that piece of honing those mechanics and everything else. So, you know, I would be shocked if he wasn't in the weekend rotation. So
I want to ask you a kind of a big picture baseball question. You know, when you look at the pros now, it feels like it's strikeout or home run. And there's the days of, you know, having a bunch of singles hitters and things like that, it's gone. I don't see that as much in college baseball. You still have guys whose role is to, you know, a guy like Bryce Chance is not a big power guy, but you can put him up there and he can deliver the big hit. Do you see college baseball kind of staying in that more traditional how we view baseball from the old days, or is there a movement to try to go to more of this, power or strikeout kind of situation?
Well, I mean, you're fighting it all the time, I think. I mean, I think that's one of the things we look back last year, and we had so many strikeouts in the three or four hole. That was concerning, and we had production, but it was just a lot of strikeouts. The way they're training pitchers, that's one of the hard things. I mean, you're looking up, and there's more mid-90 guys in our league right now than there's ever been. But we're trying to keep it. There was a big article that came out with the Dodgers, and Dodgers Yankees there, and it just talked about all the different ways the Dodgers were better than the Yankees, and it was the small things. It was the base running. It was the leads. It was that type of stuff. So, I think you're trying to, at some point in the season, you got to win a game 3-2, for every great team. And if you're just a bad defensive team that hits homers and strikes people out, it will get you at some point in time.
I would appreciate it if you would not give the Dodgers any kind of praise of any sort while
You're
we're
not
talking.
at, oh, just being the West Coast, you can only
I
like
can't
what.
stand the Dodgers. No, I'm a Giants fan. No, that's the Ole Miss of MLB for me as
There you
far
go. All right. Well, their catcher Will Smith played for me at Louisville, so that's
Oh,
why
okay.
I cheer for players. So I'll just link in and
I'll let you
but
have that. I'll
yeah.
let
All
you I'll
right.
let you have that. I'm not I want to preface this. I'm not saying your schedule's easy. I'm
Yeah.
not saying your schedule's easy because I
Yeah.
know
Never.
you. It's the SEC. It's never easy. No Tennessee, no Arkansas, no Vanderbilt on this year's schedule for you. Your first two series are kind of cool. You're the first team to play Texas in SEC play. Then you'll go to Oklahoma. I assume that's their first home series. When you look at this schedule, is this a schedule that you've put together? You feel like, okay, RPI wise, we're going to be there at the end in terms of the hosting discussion?
I do. I mean, that's the big piece. And what people don't, you just have to win what you're supposed to win. And last year we started out with the first 2 weeks and the injuries, and we didn't play well, and that's what got us. And we really, to be honest with you, we should have hosted. I had three or four people off that committee call me when it's over. I'm sorry. That doesn't do me a lot of good. But it was one of those things where. But you have to take care of your non-conference at home. You can't lose the teams you're supposed to beat. You look up at Georgia last year, their first 2 4 weeks were, probably, easier than some, but they dominated them, and that's what the committee looked like. And even though we finished ahead of them in the league, they got the piece of it because they didn't lose any of those games. So, but our conference schedule, last year, probably, I think we were the second hardest conference schedule. And the year before that, I think we were the third hardest conference schedule. So we've gone through the gauntlet. But like you said, we open with Texas, Oklahoma, and LSU, two of them on the road. That doesn't feel real easy,
No.
So like
That's what I said. I said it's not easy.
there's no easy in this league. It cracks me up all the time. Somebody, well, we, always like, hey, we played six of the top 10. Well, that's the SEC. That's what you did. It doesn't matter, good, hard schedule or not. Sometimes it's a little easier, but in baseball is one of those things where, it's when you play somebody. And how are they hot or not? Ours is a little different than some of the other sports because football, you can kind of plow through somebody sometimes. And baseball is about matchups and who's hot and who's not.
All right, last question is the most important one. You know what an Omaha team looks like. Can this be an Omaha team?
Oh, yeah. I would like to think we're probably a top 10 team right now, and we got a lot to figure out. There's so many pieces in the portal world for everybody. How do these pieces fall together? We actually had a couple really good JUCO kids we signed. We have a couple special freshmen that are going to help us right away. So I definitely think it is. We got to figure out our starting rotation. You got to have some where we were so good and so reliable on that Friday and Saturday. We got to figure out, who's going to be in those spots. But, it's an exciting group. And they've worked hard. They've gotten after it. But I like our group. They're really deep offensively, which I think will help us.
A Valentine's Day opening day for Mississippi State baseball. I'll have to go ahead and apologize to my wife. I won't be
Oh,
there. I'm gonna...
she likes baseball, so
She
bring her
does.
out. She'll love it. So,
She might need to come out to the ballpark with me. Coach, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Coach Chris Lamonis.
thanks, Brian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.